Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Serious topic that we've got to talk about for those of us who were involved in the media on any level. I hope you recognize from the way I talk about this, I want to be responsible on the air and not say something that sends some crazy person over the edge and causes them to do something bad. But I do think we need to be honest in our reactions to these circumstances like the shootings and be candid with each other. I want to feel muzzled. Well, Bill Oglesby, you know, local TV news veteran, he's an attorney and media studies professor at VCU, joins us this morning to talk about what is responsible and what is irresponsible in the media coverage. Bill, what's your initial reaction after watching the last few days? Has anybody learned anything? Is there a overarching lesson that we should keep in mind as we prepare these stories? What do you think?
Well, certainly, John, and nice to be with you.
Of course.
But certainly there's that sense of helplessness that I think everybody feels. Mm-hmm. Certainly comes through in the coverage in the media as well. You're not always sure what to cover, what's responsible to cover, and what's not responsible to cover, or maybe what's overemphasizing certain details at the expense of others. I think this idea, though, is people are looking at a lot more the idea that there may be sometimes an overemphasis on focusing on the perpetrator rather than the victims of these mass shootings. And I think that you're seeing a lot of questioning within the media as well about the about whether there needs to be maybe a little more tweaking there so that we're focusing more on the victims.
Yeah. However, you got, you know, when the news happens, of course, everybody goes, oh, my God, who did this? And why would they do it? And so you go through the basics. What's their name? Where did they live? How old are they? Is it an old person who's about to die Sure. and decided to take other people out with them, or a young person who's angry at the world? Or, you know, was this a religious motivation? Is this a member of the Klan who decided to kill people? You know, Bill, when I first got to Channel 8 years ago, I got in a big argument with one of my editors because I included in a story, it was a black male who had done such, and they're like, oh, we don't do that. We don't reference race. And I said, well, you know, isn't this just, I know it's loaded, and a lot of people see, you know, would assign some sort of blame in mass for that language, but the truth is the truth, and it's always bothered me. I don't want to ever put anything on the air that condemns large groups of people, but when you talk to your students, how do you all go through the new standards of journalism as to what you report and what you don't about those immutable elements or identity elements?
Yeah, well, and of course, at one time, it was common, for instance, when there were crimes, to identify the race of the perpetrator. Mm-hmm. And then later we looked at that and we said, well, you know, maybe that's just feeding into certain prejudices. Maybe we need to stop and consider, is the race a relevant factor? For instance, if the police are looking for this individual, then yes, that's part of the description of that individual. Race becomes a relevant factor. So
right.
that comes into play. I think what happens in the idea here is that there are studies, and the American Psychological Association has just one of them, but they have basically determined that after we have these mass shootings, there is an increase in the risk of another mass shooting following
right.
quickly, and that in fact these shooters often are seeking some kind of fame, and seeing their name or their picture on the air feeds into that.
Yeah, the contagious nature of it. So do you think a decrease in our coverage, like if we didn't mention as overtly as we are that the president's coming, and we didn't talk so much about the grieving and all the details of what's happening in El Paso and Dayton, and we just kind of moved on with our lives, that might lead to a decrease in the subsequent violence?
Well, the problem is that we are all seeking to understand why these things happen. And you can't really do that if you're sort of not looking at some of what might be the relevant details, what motivated this particular shooter. So you've got to be careful. But you're right. It's not just seeing the shooter's not just seeing his own name or his face on the media that might motivate him to might motivate another shooter. It's, oh, I did something that persuaded the president to fly to Texas or fly to Ohio to comfort the survivors.
Yeah, I shut that's down this whole country for days and made everybody cry and mourn. I mean, that, and you know, lowered the American flag because of my actions. I mean, I think that's disturbing.
Right, it is, and so it really is. All that you can really do are guidelines. It's not as simple or as black and white as it might initially seem. Like, just don't use the perpetrator's name or don't use their picture. It's really a matter of what is important for the public to understand what happened without just giving needless notoriety to the perpetrator.
Yeah. Do you think we're fair in the way we analyze the politics of these people? Like, you know, I asked a couple of folks yesterday about the Dayton shooter and whether he was an Elizabeth Warren supporter. Now, I mean, I don't blame Elizabeth Warren for the actions of one whack job who may or may not support her. But you know, there was a heck of a lot of coverage about the El Paso guy being motivated by Donald Trump. I mean, do you think we give everybody a fair shake here politically?
You know, it's hard to say whether because a lot of times we really don't know. We might be talking about one or two writings that they had that indicated what their political leanings were. In many cases, there's nothing that indicates a political leaning. There's only something that indicates anger. So we really can't. I think sometimes we're trying a little too hard to find a purely political motivation. Yeah.
Boy, it's a challenge, and I hope everyone will approach it in an objective way, trying to do good and not score political points. And I appreciate you joining us this morning. Bill Oglesby, media studies professor at VCU, and you remember him from his many years on Channel 12. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.